I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Lebanon's defense minister is doing a little Christmas shopping this week in Moscow. His wish list consists of a variety of Russian weapons. It's pretty obvious why the Russians are eager for a deal. From Beirut, The World's Aaron Schachter tells us what's in it for the Lebanese.
The sorry state of Lebanon's army became obvious last year. That's when several hundred militants in a Palestinian refugee camp held off the military for 3 months. The event spurred the United States to offer its help in training and equipping the Lebanese army. America has provided light arms and is pledging to send dozens of tanks. But U.S. help goes only so far, says Karim Makdisi, a political science professor at the American University of Beirut.
It's clear to everybody in Lebanon that the U.S. has both political and military limitations as to what they're going to give to the Lebanese army. And a country like Russia will be able to provide both the weapons on a cheaper basis, but also will have fewer political conditions.
In other words, the U.S. wants a Lebanese army that can counter the militant political group Hezbollah. But the U.S. does not want a Lebanese army that's strong enough to threaten Lebanon's southern neighbor, Israel. And that's as it should be, according to retired Israeli Brigadier General Shlomo Brom. He says Lebanese leaders should be able to purchase some weapons, but first they need to rein in Hezbollah.
What they need, first of all, is the right spirit, not weapon systems. They need the determination to be a real state, and a real state is a state that retains the monopoly on the use of force in its territory, and that certainly is not Lebanon.
But others suggest the Lebanese army will never be able to change the balance of power with Hezbollah unless it gets better weapon systems. Shibli Telhami is a University of Maryland professor and a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. He says Hezbollah will insist on keeping its militia until the army can prove itself.
Part of the Hezbollah argument that the justification for keeping the military is that the Lebanese army cannot defend Lebanon.
Lebanese officials say they're seeking tanks, anti-tank rockets, air defense systems, armored vehicles, and helicopters from Russia. Telhami says it's unlikely Lebanon would buy equipment against the wishes of the U.S., but another factor may be at play. Governments all over the world expect the new U.S. administration to have a crowded agenda, so everyone is maneuvering for a place on it. Shopping for weapons from Russia is a good way to get noticed. So, too, is looking for military hardware in China and Iran, which Lebanon is also said to be doing. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Beirut.